course, absolutely essential. You wind up with thrombosis and stroke. You wind up with asthma. It can aggravate diabetes, all kinds of problems if you don't have enough essential fatty acids.
Is that why they say Eskimos have next to no heart disease?
That's right, because Eskimos do eat salmon every day, whether it's poached or dried or salted or smoked. They are fresh. They eat salmon, and they get the essential fatty acids. And as a result, they can eat 98% of their diet as red meat and blubber, and they still don't get cardiovascular disease.
Wow, that's really interesting. Now, why is it that we don't have enough of the essential fatty acids in our average diet today? And along with that, how much of the essential fatty acids should a person actually take?
Well, the reason why we don't get enough essential fatty acids in our diets is because most of our foods are processed, and it dries out those foods, and it takes a lot of the essential fatty acids and the minerals and the vitamins out of them as they're processed. The eating styles of most Americans do not incorporate foods that are rich in essential fatty acids, such as fish. You get more people on the East Coast, maybe the Northwest, who eat fish more than people in the Midwest, so it may be a regional thing. And the essential fatty acids, of course, are required at a rate of 3% of our total daily calorie intake. For the average American, it turns out to be 9 grams a day. And each of the ultimate EFA capsules is 1,000 milligrams, or 1 gram. And if you take 3 of those with each meal, you're going to get your 9 grams a day. And you may be able to cut that to 2 a meal or 2 twice a day after 90 days, and you start eating a couple of servings of fish per week, and increase your natural sources. But if you don't, if you're just kind of a red meat eater like me, I like to take my 3 essential fatty acid capsules per meal, and that keeps me out of trouble.
Thank you, Dr. Wallach. And that wraps up the pig pack. And just in summary, who would you recommend the pig pack for, and is there anyone that should not take it?
Well, the only time you wouldn't take the pig pack is if you're dead. Everybody, right. From the time you're born, certainly if somebody wants to get pregnant, if they are pregnant, from the time you're born, all ages. In fact, growing embryos and kids need more nutrition per pound of body weight than an adult who's in a maintenance mode. So we like to see these kids get the pig pack from the very beginning. We give them a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight of the liquid portion of the pig pack. We give them one of the glucogel capsules for 25 pounds of body weight, and one of the ultimate EFA capsules per 25 pounds of body weight.
Well, thank you, Dr. Wallach. Is there anything to add, Don?
Yeah, Blake, I was going to add something. Dr. Wallach mentioned several times, and probably during his seminars on several tapes, you know, give it 90 days. It takes the body that long to really start changing and to get the cells to really start changing, to really for you to see a benefit. So that's the reason why he says give it 90 days.
And I understand American Longevity has a program to help promote the 90 days, and that's something called the AutoShip?
Yes. Of course, for AutoShip, we will relieve the buyer of the cost of shipping. We save them an additional 7% simply by getting on what we call AutoShip. Get on that pig pack on AutoShip, and you will automatically avoid paying that shipping. The product gets sent to you on the 15th of every month, and it's a great incentive. And of course, after 90 days, you might want to try cutting your AutoShip to once a day, you know, so you cut the dose a little bit so it's once a day. Save a little bit on economy. It's kind of funny. A lot of people ask me, well, when can I quit taking the pig pack? And I say, well, when you stop using oxygen. Of course, this is America, of course, you can quit anytime you want. But once they get the benefits and once they get rid of their aches and pains and are able to resolve a lot of problems, and if people quit, then they come back and say, I'll never quit again, because I didn't realize how good I felt when I was taking the pig pack.
Well, I can definitely second that from my own personal experience, Dr. Wallach. Don, we were talking about savings here. How much of a savings is the pig pack? If somebody went out on their own and tried to get this formula that's in the pig pack, how many different pills would you estimate that they'd have to take, and what would be the cost?
It would be quite a bit, because they would have to take probably a whole lot more capsules in that, and probably just a guesstimate, probably $300 to get everything separate. And also, I was going to add something. Also, if somebody was going to get a prescription medicine, you know, it's going to cost them over $100 just for the, quote, arthritis alone. I mean, just to help their arthritis. And then they don't get any benefits, any nutritional benefits from that at all.
So you're saying patented medicine can often be much more expensive than the pig pack. with not nearly